I told Tiare the story of a man I'd known at St. Thomas's Hospital. He was a Jew named Abraham. A blond, rather stout young man, shy and very unassuming. But he had remarkable gifts. He entered the hospital with a scholarship, and during the 5 years of the curriculum gained every prize that was open to him. He was made house physician and house surgeon. His brilliance was allowed by all. Finally, he was elected to a position on the staff, and his career was assured. So far as human things can be predicted, it was certain that he would rise to the greatest heights in his profession. Honours and wealth awaited him. Before he entered upon his new studies, he wished to take a holiday, and having no private means, he went as surgeon on a tramp steamer to the Levant. It did not generally carry a doctor, but one of the senior surgeons at the hospital knew a director of the line, and Abraham was taken as a favour. In a few weeks the authorities received his resignation of the coveted position on the staff. It created profound astonishment, and wild rumours were current. Whenever a man does anything unexpected, his fellows ascribe it to the most discreditable motives. But there was a man ready to step into Abraham's shoes, and Abraham was forgotten. Nothing more was heard of him. He vanished.